Right now, there's 15% off Envy's great range of naturally sourced feeds and fertilisers. Only for My Garden podcast listeners. That's 15% off Envy's organic compost accelerator, Active Earth soil improver, and Seafeed Extra liquid fertiliser. In fact, there's 15% off the whole range. So head over to the My Garden podcast website and grab your discount code. Hi there. In this episode, got feedback from a listener this week. She said she found my podcast hilarious. I don't think it's meant to be hilarious. I think useful. So I've trundled down the garden with my wheelbarrow. It's got some bit of compost in. The cosmos that has been grown from seed, so it's looking really good. And I know the root ball is going to be healthy because we've got some white roots peeping out of the bottom, nothing too serious. I'm going to put them into the bed of death. So let's go and do that. Oh my God, there are absolute clouds of midges out the bedroom window last night. There was a tower of them, taller than the house. And I saw two of them go by, looked like they were being quite intimate. Just little midges. Right, got a few things to shuffle around. The garden umbrella, the sunshade, which has not been swung into action at all this year because we've had no sun. Now, the bed of death is a small bed that's been made. So I'm in the Mediterranean sun terrace area. I'm going to have to draw all this, aren't I, and put a sketch on the social media just to show you where everything is. Anyway, we're near a patio area is all you need to know. And hunky husband made this small bed to sort of finish off the corner. I guess it is 3 foot by 2 foot. Not very big. And it dries out because it's in full sun. And it's a bit of a concern when you're putting something in it. It's got to be really able to withstand a week away when you don't get to water it, or the drought times when you've got a big hot summer. So last year I threw some cosmos in it from seed, and they did really well. Actually, cosmos are brilliant, fluffy kind of fronds, fern like almost fronds to begin with. They grow quite tall, they deliver on flowers all summer long, they really do, right through until the first frost. So if you can get those started well inside and then plant them out, you're in for a really nice time. And they did really well here last year. And the brilliant thing is, because they need so much deadheading, is when you're sitting having a cup of tea in the morning or at lunchtime and you just glance at your cosmos, you know which ones need deadheading. So you do a bit of quick deadheading while you're finishing your tea off. Otherwise it just gets forgotten about, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Yes. Right, the midges are not here. I'm going to work quickly. And I've got a new favourite tool. I've overlooked this little thing. It's a trowel. Nothing more exciting than that. Oh, Joey, what are you doing? Joey's got his nose. He's always got his nose in a hedge or a bush. And he's particularly drawn to a shrub, which is a variegated green and yellow thing. It looks like a bit like a privet hedge, to be honest. I don't really like it, but he's always in there, as I think a lot of snails and woodlice live in there. Oh, and he's loving the action. He can see stuff wriggling around, and can you hear him rustling? Every now and again he'll sort of snort out of his nose like a horse. Anyway, my new favourite tool is a bit of a narrow trowel with a pointy end, and it's brilliant. I've overlooked it because it was just a bit small and puny. But no, it's really good for digging in pots. It's also got a measuring tool, otherwise known as a ruler. I don't know why I said measuring tool. And so into the bed these cosmos are going to go. I'm just going to do three because they really do beef up and offer up a lot of foliage, a lot of leaf. Whatever. Right, I don't know why I'm trying to sound expert. It's really never going to happen. I've got quite a lot of vine growth at the back of this bed, which is threatening to take over. It's very pretty. It's got pretty purple flowers on it, but it's a bit a bit dominating, a bit of a concern. Let's get some of that away first. Right, now, unbeknownst to you, listener, underneath the lovely soil on top of this bed, and I have put new topsoil in, is a layer of cardboard. As I'd kind of read a bit about a no-dig idea, and it was a bit weedy, and I thought, I'll just cover it with a bit of cardboard. It's not a big space. I'll experiment and see what's what and see how we can... Ooh, really big worm came out. Oh, that's a good sign. Hello. Oh, look at you. Hmm. Didn't like being disturbed, I don't think. So, yes, I can see the cardboard, but the stuff, and I'm digging through it really easily. So it's gone all nice and soft in all the rain we've been having. Great. Excellent. Looking very good. And I'm digging past it, and past it is weed-free. Weed-free soil. That looks lush. Oh, I'm really pleased with that. Right, let's tip this bugger out. Not as many roots as I'd like, but it is a big pot, so I'll not worry about that for now. You get in there, Cosmos. And, oh, that looks great. Oh, I'm very pleased. I might have to start keeping lots of cardboard and putting it down in beds around and about. I know what those are. I don't need the label. We know what a cosmos looks like, don't we? Once things get going. So two at the back and one at the front in a kind of triangle position. And it's quite quick to go in here as well. The soil's lovely. Oh, I'm pleased with all this. Oh, I'm pleased. I'm holding it by its leaves, not by its root ball. I've come on such a long way. I have, as a gardener and as a person, since doing this podcast. It's all very well knowing stuff, isn't it? And doing stuff, instinctively or whatever. It's another thing to articulate it while you're doing it and sound slightly vaguely coherent, like a reasonable human being. And I hope I'm achieving that. Maybe not. People tell me the podcast is very relaxing to listen to. Maybe it's because they're not actually paying attention to what I'm saying. And I wouldn't either, really, to be honest. Just listen to the bird song and the occasional shouting at Joey. Right, little one in the back. Oh, you're a bit too deep on that one. There we go. Right. And I haven't made the mistake. I feel very on top of this. I haven't made the mistake of either burying them too low in the soil, so they're lower than the soil bed, or indeed too high where they stand proud of the level of the soil. They actually look really good. Now, I've also bought, along with me, some lupin. And I've got lots of them in the greenhouse, I have to say. So what I'm going to try is plants two lupin in here at the front, because they're going to be shorter than the cosmos. Just to see what happens, see if they can live side by side in perfect harmony. I feel like Paul McCartney and... Oh, what's his name? Brilliant guy. Stevie Wonder. I feel like Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder at the keyboard piano. Got a feedback from a listener this week. Somebody I work with, she talked about gardening, and I went, oh, you want to check out my garden podcast? It'll be of no use whatsoever to your plight of like trying to learn how to do gardening. She went, oh, I will, I love a podcast. Lots of people are saying they love podcasts now. Anyway, she said she found my podcast hilarious. I don't think it's meant to be hilarious. I think useful, relatable. Oh, Lupin, you're falling apart. Right, who isn't? Frankly. Right, so in it goes. There we go. Bit of a lupin. I did lupin in London. In fact, cosmos and lupin, when I had my flat in London, were my two mainstays. They were kind of reassuringly reliable at all times and provided lots of nice colour and flower. The lupins always got a bit green fly ridden. But hey, I'm relaxed about that these days. Not going to worry too much about things like that in the whole trying to get the birds and the bees and the insects to live along in perfect harmony. So I'm hoping that ants and whatnot, birds will eat my greenfly. or I'll just zap them with some chemicals at some point if I get really frustrated. Let's be realistic. Ah, there we go. Nice. So those are junior plants at the moment. Sorry, Joey, didn't mean to alarm you. They're at their junior stage, but I look forward to in just a few short weeks to be out here with my morning brew, possibly eyeing up what deadheading lies ahead of me. I do like a bit of deadheading, and looking at all the colours that they're going to present in this little corner. There's now 15% off Envy products for your garden, pond and home on our website. The offer's only available for a limited time, so quick, head to gardenpodcast.co.uk.